As the mighty son of tomorrow speaks his heart to us, we ask him to bless us. We ask our mighty presence to bless him, to hold us so completely, unconditionally obedient to our mighty presence and to him at all times, in all outer activities, that constantly there flows through us his outpouring of the sacred fire that is at all times the invincible victory and protection of all that is constructive wherever we abide. Beloved hearts of the sacred fire, tonight, as there is surging in to the atmosphere of earth the ever-increasing release of those activities of the sacred fire which we direct, I wish you to accept and feel the constant surge of those great activities of pure divine love from the great central sun that the human intellect can scarcely understand. For I assure you, as we project into the atmosphere of earth and into the mental and feeling world of the mass of mankind, the purifying activities of our cosmic Christ love, the sacred fire must blaze. And when it blazes through any part of life, it strengthens, protects, and expands everything that is constructive. It also has a repellent force to that which is not constructive, because we cannot protect anything that is not the eternal divine perfection of life. So if you understand what our presence means, coming into the other activities of some of mankind, as we come to you, the I Am Student Body, you surely will realize just how great is the need of the people of this world for the protection of our sacred fire. Now that must come. We are to stem the tide of the destructive activities which seek only desecration of everything that is good. In the onrushing increase of a vibratory action of this world, due to the increasing power released through the whole system at this time, it is necessary for us to come and not only consume a certain part of the discordant creation, but to come and strengthen every constructive impulse within you and hold as much as you will let us hold our protection of the sacred fire, about all in your world that is constructive. And I plead with you, play not with the human senses. Play not with the feeling world of yourselves nor others, if you would have protection from us. Because we cannot protect human desire. We cannot protect the human use of the free will. We cannot protect human selfishness and human stubbornness. We cannot protect human authority. So if destructive forces strike, you must recognize it is because the stubbornness in human feeling has refused the sacred fire of our love and our protection. For I assure you, we are surging it into the atmosphere of earth everywhere throughout the world. We are surging it in through and around every life stream on the earth to protect and expand all that is constructive, all that the higher mental body wants to do through each life stream. We are surging it to protect the constructive activities of the powers of nature and forces of the elements. But when mankind, either in the sleep of the senses or deliberate defiance of our command for purity and harmony, disregard our assistance to life, and then we have but to withdraw and let individuals experience the distress, the limitation, and the problems which they themselves have created. For I assure you, the entire ascended host, as well as the higher mental body of each life stream, is ready at any moment to cut the outer self free from all that is of evil, all that is of the sleep of the senses, all that is of the hypnotic feeling of human creation. If the outer self will unconditionally turn away from those activities and entering into complete surrender and loving obedience to the mighty I Am Presence, hold the attention there until the fullness of the sacred fire required to cut the outer self free is given an opportunity to fill and surround the outer self with power and pressure enough to compel destructive conditions to let go and be consumed. Therefore, if you want your freedom, hesitate not to call for all the sacred fire power from Venus that we have drawn into the atmosphere of Earth with the command to set you free. Now we have to command that sacred fire to go forth, and it stands in the atmosphere of Earth ready to set every life stream free who will hold the attention upon the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, and hold the attention upon the sacred fire from whence freedom comes. But if the outer self plays with the human senses, at this time it's more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of the world. If you let the thought and the feeling wander and connect with the mass human feeling of the hordes of evil, you cannot contemplate that without connecting with it. If you want our sacred fire protection and cosmic power to overpower evil, then your attention must come to your mighty I Am Presence and to us. And I assure you, in the condition of the world tonight, you need that power far more than you understand, if your supply is going to continue. For I assure you, there are plans on foot to take supply away from the masses of the people, again, by devilish means. And therefore, for your own protection, I am coming and issuing a warning tonight. And I plead with you, do not again experiment with a human creation of the outer world that is like quicksand. I will engulf you at any moment if you do not keep your attention back upon your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, who are the outpouring and are the sacred fire that protects you. So, blessed one, if I were you, I would, as certainly as I eat my meals every day, turn back with fierce determination and adoration to the mighty I Am Presence and all the cosmic beings who direct the sacred fire to this world, to demand that you be enfolded in, become aware of, and are one with the victory and power of their sacred fire protection to you at this time. At least three times a day, turn to your beloved I Am Presence in unconditional surrender and offer us the open door by which we can enfold you in our sacred fire that is your protection against conditions of the outer world that you do not yet know exist, and conditions in the outer world that are surging to a breaking point. So if I may help you by making you aware of what needs to be done, if I may help you by the love I offer on the sacred fire that is descending for your use, I shall be grateful if you will listen to my plea. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. Now, the sacred fire of our love from Venus is invincible protection, I assure you, because of its cosmic force and pressure, which is the guarding presence of this world. We long ago offered the sacred fire of our love to protect the earth from the frightful destruction of mankind's own human creation. And since the cosmic law accepted our offer and has made us the authority for the protection of that which is the future destiny of America and the world, we must fulfill the demands of the cosmic law. And one demand is that at all times there must be ready for action in the lower atmosphere of Earth, concentration in various places of our sacred fire's love and authority. Authority over all evil in this world. Therefore, when you turn to us, turn your I Am Presence first, of course, and then to us, and ask for our protecting sacred fire of love to come in and around you and blaze its cosmic authority over all evil in this world. You will see that evil recede and drop away. But it takes your conscious recognition, attention to, and compliance with the cosmic law's release of our authority to the earth, that purification may take place on the command for the end of evil. Go forth from those who have created that evil. The evil of mankind's creation in this world was by the use of the authority of the outer self. And therefore, the dissolving and consuming of the evil of mankind's generation must come about by mankind's own demand and command for the annihilation of that evil by the sacred fire authority of those whom the cosmic law has made the authority for the annihilation of that evil. And so I plead with you tonight to give us this recognition at least three times a day and ask with all the power of your beings for the release of all cosmic authority from Venus, and from ourselves as lords of the flame from Venus, to concentrate in and around you all the sacred fire of our love and our command to life for evil to cease to be, whether that evil be individual or of the nation or of the world. And if you will do this for your blessed children, for the younger generation, I think you will see some amazing results that will turn those blessed young people into the constructive way of life, instead of letting them go on and experience the tragedies that can but destroy them. I think you owe it to the younger people of this world, because you are partly responsible for the responsibilities they will have to face in the future. These problems of the nation and the world today have been created by the present generation because of the onrushing suggestions and destructive appetites that have engulfed the nation over the last half century. Since the beginning of the First World War, this wave of desecration has sought to come in to America and blind the people to their good, to their reason, and to their God. And we are come to awaken the people by whatever projection of the sacred fire is necessary to compel the awakening. And if you will give us this call, there will be many manifestations of the sacred fire that none will explain, but I assure you will arouse the attention of the masses of the people and hold that attention upon certain manifestations of the sacred fire that will command attention. And we are part of that authority. I'm not threatening anybody or anything, but mankind is going to awaken. Thank you so much. Mankind is going to awaken from the clutches of the hordes of evil, for we will shatter those hordes one by one until their combined force is loosened from the life streams of this world, who are struggling to hold to God as they understand it, are struggling to try to see the light and try to go toward it in the outer world's confusion. And so wherever there is conscious effort made that is sincere with determination, we come to the assistance of the individual with power unbelievable and almost inexplainable to the human intellect. But when you see the sacred fire in manifestation, you see the flame flesh and the hordes of evil cringe and recede and then dissolve and disappear. You'll find we are no figment of anybody's imagination. You need this more than you understand tonight. When our sacred fire love comes into outer activities, it is a purifying presence. It is invincible eternal purity, and that which is not pure must be dissolved by the presence of a sacred fire which we concentrate to give the help to protect the world. And since that is our responsibility and is the service we have offered, I'm quite sure we will fulfill our destiny. And we may have your calls and your determined effort three times a day to recognize the victory and cosmic action of our power of the sacred fire in and around yourselves, and our authority of cosmic love to command the end of all evil. If you will use that authority, we will project the sacred fire that brings the end. Thank you so much, precious ones. And now, since hate has created that evil, love must come in the sacred fire to put an end to that evil. If hate has created it, our sacred fire love can uncreate it. But we must have the call from you, the American people, by your own free will, to love your mighty I Am presence, to love our love of the sacred fire, in order to draw it into yourselves and around you, to intensify its power to dissolve that evil and compel life released from the frightful things that mankind has done to desecrate God's energy. So, blessed ones, there are unbelievable, limitless legions of the sacred fire from Venus, whose power is so terrific in its cosmic onrush, it can become the atmosphere of your nation and the world. Thank you so much. And so when you see manifestations of the sacred fire's effect in the atmosphere, qualify them always with the love of the sacred fire from Venus and the authority of the lords of the flame from Venus to bring victory to the earth over all that is of evil. And I assure you, the blessings that will follow to you individually will be beyond your fondest dreams. We need this, the nation requires it, and in order to protect that which is of God within your borders, we will help you in every possible way if you will give us this call three times a day. And you individually would automatically be held in a pulsation and projection of the flame of our love three times a day wherever you abide. And if you will watch and do this, I will establish, as will others with me, the cosmic pulsation that rhythmically comes in and around you three times every day, expands around you, and continues to increase. And wherever you abide, you will find it, the protecting sacred fire presence of that which is constructive. So, blessed ones, the legions of the sacred fire are awaiting your call. The angels of the sacred fire are awaiting your obedience to my request. And the lords of the flame from Venus love you with a love you cannot understand till your ascension is complete. And we are waiting for the open door through which our love may come and protect you and lift you in to the victory of your eternal freedom, into the power that guards your nation, into the freedom of the sacred fire's control of outer conditions, that you may prevent the destructive activities intended against the younger generation from any longer reaching into those life streams and preventing the perfection and the freedom which they are to bring into our activities of the civilization that is to fill your nation and the world. You are to come in to the permanent golden age to the earth. And I assure you that golden age is the release of the sacred fire from the sun, Venus, into the physical conditions of this world by the power of our love that will not permit evil to longer abide on this earth. So, blessed ones, I might seem positive today, and I might seem severe, but if so, it is because the need of the moment requires the force to shatter that which would engulf you if it is not shattered. So if I may have your cooperation 3 times a day, I will give you a gift that abides with you forever. And as you feel its power, nothing will make you forget to give the call. So I hope I'm in. Thank you so much. Now, there's no such thing as evil destroying the world or overrunning it if constructive people will do something instead of nothing. I assure you, the destiny of this world and of this land is in the hands of the mighty I Am Presence and in the hands of the Ascended Host. And since this is the nation of the heart of the world, the heart is the unfed flame. And since the unfed flame is placed within the world for its life, it shall live. And the hordes of evil that seek to destroy it shall have their destruction bound back into themselves until the reaction has taken their evil out of the universe forever. But we depend on you. Give us this opening that the pulsation 3 times a day may surge with cosmic force and entering into the evil of outer world conditions, repel it, weaken it, dissolve and consume it, and drive it back until it is forever bound within the mightiest tree and circle of blue flame and compelled to cease to be in the universe. And so, when we offered our assistance for the protection of the earth, it was not that the earth might succeed or might fail. When we accepted the responsibility of cleansing and purifying and protecting the earth, it was with the almighty authority of the sacred fires, eternal mastery over all here. And if you give us this opportunity, you will be master over evil. And since our responsibility is to remove that evil, then as you cooperate with us, wherever you abide, evil must cease to be. And that gives you the freedom to go forth and render your service in constructive action that awakens the rest of life and takes all forward the conscious understanding of the attainment of the ascension and the conscious use of the sacred fire power from Venus that I assure you is all powerful over all in this world. Wherever that power flows, it protects and expands what is constructive and continually repels and dissolves that which is not. So, if you wish to come our way of life, if you want your own victory and your own freedom, then this, through your call to your beloved I Am Presence first, and your acceptance and use of this sacred fire which we are surging into the atmosphere of Earth, and it's already here. Therefore, you may open the door at any moment on the flame surge in and around you to give you help that you cannot give except as that sacred fire is released, either from your mighty I Am Presence or from us. So, blessed ones, in your love to your mighty Master Saint Germain, and in his love to us, if you will combine with us, we shall give to him what he needs to purify and free the nation of his heart and render that service to the earth which he has assumed as a responsibility until that which is a mankind's desecration is compelled to be consumed from the universe, the records and memory of life forever. That the earth may go forward into its destiny as a sun of the love of the sacred fire, which it is our privilege to expand and flood to the earth until it too glorifies the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun by its perfection of eternity. So, blessed ones, whether your requirement is for yourselves individually or from your cities or the nation or the world, matters not. Accept this which I offer today and let us render the greatest service possible in the shortest time to assist everywhere all that is constructive to arise and become invincible and master over that which must be consumed and cease to be in the universe. So the legions of the sacred fire from Venus always bring victory. And the victory of that sacred fire is the victory of love. Therefore, you become the harmonized presence. And the sacred fire taking its dominion clears your pathway. And the obstruction of the past is gone. The sunshine of the present and the future light your way and take you forward to magnificent, victorious accomplishment. Because I assure you, the love of the sacred fire accomplishes miracles that only it can produce. May you go forth, clothed in those miracles, raised into their eternal happiness, victorious over all that is of human creation, and eternally, invincibly free by such love to the sacred fire as to forever make you invincible against all that is of human creation. Go forward with our cooperation. May you render the service for the nation and the world that only you can give, because you are the only people who have this momentum at this time of the recognition of your mighty I Am Presence, the conscious understanding of the use of the sacred fire. Let us use it without limit, and blaze the victory that frees all for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved son of Kumara, and all the blessed ones who have poured their love from Venus for the purification and freedom of the people of this world. Now may our love to our mighty I Am Presence and to you draw into outer physical conditions all the sacred fire, power, and authority of your love to command and to compel the end of all evil, everywhere, forever, and as soon as possible. We thank thee for eternity. The brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power of the sacred fire love from Venus. And wherever we abide, its sun presence bursts everywhere and holds control for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with the sacred fire love that does annihilate all evil everywhere forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty son of Kumara, and you, great presence of the sacred fire everywhere. Thank you for eternity, for your love. Clothe us in its sun presence, and possess and control us, and make us your victory wherever we abide. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chons, the seven great archangels who we call as never before, for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the sacred fire love from the mighty beings on Venus, especially the mighty son of Kumara, hold its victory everywhere, in and around us, and put an end to all that is of evil before it can approach. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have forever hoped to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, especially to beloved son of Kumara, asking him and the great ones to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it as a world-enfolding sun of the love of their sacred fire victory over all in this world. Blaze it in cosmic force until it has annihilated everything that is of evil and annihilated its cause-effect record and memory before it can approach and put an end forever to all that is not God's creation, a perfection for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that none of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart set of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation, and all of the sacred fire love necessary in full power from Venus to put an end to everything that is of human creation in this world, now and for all eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its great sacred fire love and power of victory without limit from the lords of the flame from Venus blaze its cosmic force in outer action, and forever let it possess all in this world. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, peace, peace give you peace, that you may multiply it. For the Prince of Peace forever holds command. Now we thank thee.